You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Oh, that's a good art.
Prompts is Art Space Aotearoa's latest exhibition showing the early work of leading Aotearoa practitioner Michael Parakowhai and Turner Prize winning UK artist Lubaina Hamid. Presenting a large body of work on paper from Hamid alongside the early and significant sculptural work The Indefinite Article by Parakowhai, Prompts is Art Space Aotearoa's first exhibition of 2025, which seeks to explore the gallery's question this year, is language large enough? I had a kōrero with Kaitohu Director of Art Space Aotearoa, Ruth Buchanan, about the show.
Excited to introduce Prompts, which presents works by Michael Parakowhai and Lubaina Hamid. Both artists, I would say, are really significant figures in the international contemporary art landscape, have both played really pivotal roles in their individual contexts. So that's the Aotearoa context for Parakowhai and then the UK context for Hamid. And it's really exciting to bring their practices together for the first time. And in terms of who they are, Parakowhai kind of burst onto the scene in 1990 through an exhibition at Art Space called Choice, curated by George Hubbard, which presented the work of many new Māori, contemporary Māori voices. And I guess that was one of the early significant presentations of what a postmodern approach to contemporary Māori art could be, following on from the Māori modernists. And I guess since then he's really continued to develop this really bold, sometimes challenging sculptural practice. And then Hamid, she came up in the 1980s in the UK, so she's about 10 years older than Parakowhai, was really important in the black arts movement there, so was organising shows as a curator but also as an artist at that time. She won the Turner Prize in 2017, which is a significant UK prize, which our own The Walters Prize is based off, and sort of since then has increased in visibility really significantly on an international level. But I think with both of them, what they share as an exploration of portraiture in the expanded field. I would describe both of their projects as doing that, and then as well share this really deep analysis of the role that language plays within our daily lives.
Beautiful. And you kind of spoke to this slightly there, but Prompts is presenting this significant sculptural work by Parakowhai from 1990, yes. The Indefinite Article. And this is the second time, as you say, this particular work has been presented at Art Space Aotearoa, having debuted 35 years ago in the seminal exhibition Choice, curated by George Hubbard. Would you like to speak a little bit more to this piece of work and its significance?
Yeah, I mean, I think what was amazing at the blessing, the opening and our first event this past weekend was realising truly how significant this particular artwork is for so many of us in the contemporary art context. I had about 80% of the people at the opening say that they'd studied this piece in art history at uni but seen it in real life. At the same time, there were a number of people in the audience who'd seen it the first time round in 1990. So I guess, as I said, that moment in time when biculturalism was a burgeoning space for contemporary art conversations to happen through, this show was really significant in pushing that to the foreground. And I think this particular piece, it is, as you mentioned, the Indefinite Article. It's a large sculpture which riffs on a number of different things. So just imagining Parakowhai as a final year Elam student when he made it. McCann, huge figure for many of us at art school. There's a 1954 painting by McCann called I Am. And this particular piece says, I am he, I am here. I'll go into that afterwards. And I guess with the I am he, as this young, bold art student, he's inserting himself into that art historical conversation in Aotearoa, so placing himself in relation to McCann. But as you mentioned, the piece is called The Indefinite Article, and he is the indefinite article in Te Reo Māori. So it means it and is, but it also means wrong or mistake. So he's doing two things, you know, he's inserting himself into significant art historical conversations of Aotearoa, but also, I guess, questioning whether he should be there, or is he invited, or how can he be included in that conversation as a young Māori sculptor. And I guess since it was first shown in Choice in 1990, it's continued to be one of those pieces that we talk about because it's so formally exciting. You can walk through it, you can walk around it, it's playful, it's funny, but it's also staunch and challenging. So it captures so many aspects of what encounters with contemporary art can do, and I think that's why it's become such a seminal piece for many of us.
And so beautiful to, you know, connect Parakōwhai's use of language in that to your guys' question, which I do want to come back to later. But let's talk a little bit about Hamid as well. The indefinite article runs alongside a large collection of works on paper by Hamid. Would you like to speak to those works that are presented in this show as well?
Yeah, so part of the impulse from my side was really to literally bring language into the space of different sizes. So Parakōwhai's piece is large and sculptural, and then Hamid's piece is 27 drawings, really. And so they are 27 pages taken from the Guardian newspaper over a decade. So she developed, it's a protocol piece that she worked on over a 10-year period, and where she's made interventions, additions, redactions, playful commentary through brightly coloured paint, drawing and writing. So she's made commentary into these pages from The Guardian, and really just closely observing the way black bodies, the way stories of black histories are told. And she sent us a beautiful video note to share it at our blessing. She sort of was intimating, you know, why is it The Guardian that I'm looking at? You know, surely we should be critiquing something like The Sun, much, you know, a tabloid. The Guardian, of course, has a reputation for being high quality, really serious journalism. And what her point was is it's the best newspapers that need to do a better job. So in this collection of drawings that we're presenting, you encounter that whole gamut. So there is, she's inviting us to more closely look at the way stories of pain or challenge are described in the media landscape, but also in some cases delighting in the ridiculousness, celebrating the beauty of things. So she's really confident in addressing pain and joy, and I think that's the strength of the artwork.
And Prompts is the first exhibition of 2025 for Artspace Aotearoa, and you're exploring Artspace Aotearoa's question this year, is language large enough? And I guess in this way, Prompts is bringing the work of these two senior practitioners in contact for the first time. How does this exhibition explore this question?
Yeah, I guess when we set that question, the piece The Indefinite Article by Parakōwhai was the first work that came to my mind, where I thought I'd love, you know, this would be a great way to start this program. Mm. So with Henry Anōtirio, so is language large enough? If we think about it in another way, we're really looking at how we communicate, and so ultimately, how do we relate? And I think particularly with these two pieces, they have that strength and complexity about them, that they're not afraid for critique and form to come together. But of significance in terms of our question is really the moment when they were both made. So 1990, Aotearoa context, that was the 150th anniversary of the signing of Te Tiriti. Parakōwhai was very, very aware of how that document was playing out in the structuring of contemporary society in Aotearoa, and bringing that thought into 2025 this week feels very, very relevant. Mm. And similarly with Hamid, her work that started in 2007, which was the 200th anniversary of the abolition of the trade of enslaved peoples in the British Empire. So both works have this layered approach to addressing language. They play with it as form, but they also understand it as being totally at the centre of how society is constructed, what we're allowed to do, what we think is okay, all of those sort of invisible things that shape our ways of communicating and relating to one another. So that's what's exciting to me about the show, that there are these many layers to think through language in relation to their works.
That was Kaitohu Director of Artspace Aotearoa, Ruth Buchanan, speaking to me about Prompts, Artspace Aotearoa's latest exhibition showing Michael Patakorfai and Lubaina Hamid. Prompts is on until 17th of April.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.